Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Hello,
well, hello
everybody.
There, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Reetha. Here we are again. What a cool, cool week, huh?
Absolutely. And I'm in wonderful Washington, D.C. I just came back from looking at the cherry blossoms. It's actually just gorgeous to see all those beautiful cherry blossom trees along the water and all the people and all the monuments. We have a wonderful nation's capital.
And how's the weather out there?
The weather is absolutely beautiful. It's a little overcast today. They say it may even snow in 2 days, but yesterday and today it has been fabulous. Nice and warm, sunny. It's been great.
Well, it's nice to get away once in a while, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to welcome all of our listeners today. I hope they're having as much fun as I am today. And how are you doing, Jim?
Doing good. I had an interesting weekend. Eric took me on a little treat. He doesn't have much of a social life. He works all the time, but he treated me to a movie. We went and saw the show about Captain America, Captain America 2, I guess they call it. And it was pretty good. Yeah. And we went to a little Knights of Columbus promotional thing. It was an event to support the handicapped youth and so on and so forth. And it was very interesting over the weekend. But I wish the weekends lasted longer.
You know, well, that's one thing about show business. Our weekends aren't confined to Saturday and Sunday. We can have a weekend in the middle of the week.
Yeah, there you go.
So that takes us right up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, hello. It's hot topic time, and I saw an article on E-News just 3 days after TV's late-night talk show host David Letterman announced his retirement. His one-time rival, everyone knows Jay Leno, has broken his silence regarding the 66-year-old's departure from the boob tube. Oh, well, you know, he and I are going to do the Sunshine Boys on Broadway. His little thing here. The rivalry between Leno and Letterman began in the early 90s when Jay was chosen to replace Johnny Carson as the NBC's The Tonight Show talk show host. After Johnny Carson retired in, I believe, 92, their public feud only escalated when Letterman moved to CBS, igniting a rating battle that lasted over 20 years. The two talk show hosts, they finally buried the hatchet in 2010 when they appeared in a Super Bowl commercial with Oprah Winfrey, who also had a longstanding feud with Letterman. But that pretty much ended the feud. And the clear successor to Letterman is Craig Ferguson. But there's a stipulation in his contract where he's supposed to fill in if Letterman leaves. But you also have Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert in there. Leno was replaced by Jimmy Fallon, which everybody knows. The Tonight Show aired on NBC since 1950. Recorded in New York City, it is the longest currently running, regularly scheduled entertainment program in the U.S., and the longest-running talk show in history. Now, I don't know if, Reetha, you probably wouldn't remember this, but it started with Steve Allen in 1954 to 57, and I actually remember when Steve was on there, Schmock Schmock. Do you remember?
I remember the show when Steve Allen was on there. Yes, I do.
Schmock Schmock! You remember? That was his little thing.
I don't remember.
And then Jack Parr came along in 57. Oh, yeah. Then you mean Jack Parr, 57 to 62, and Carson, longest running, from 62 to 92. And then Leno, 92 to 2014, and then Jimmy Fallon today. Longest host, Johnny Carson. That's 30 seasons, Reetha. That's a long time. It's a little bit longer
than
you've been doing it.
Right, but they said that Letterman will actually exceed Carson's time by the time he actually leaves.
2015, exactly. But That's the name of that tune. And, boy, I'll tell you, it brings back old memories when you talk about Para and those people. Huh?
Right. And they said they aren't going to have the rivalry with the young group. They said they're going to, you know, they're going to bury the hatchets permanently, and they're not going to be rivals. So that should be interesting. Well, speaking of burying hatchets, my hot topic is the Stiletto Murderer. Have you seen this story? This woman killed her boyfriend with her stiletto. Now, that's really doing
this
the hard
like
way.
Like a report you do.
I know.
Doesn't sound like you read that doing a report like that.
Yeah, but stiletto, how could I resist? Her name's Anna Trujillo. She just got sentenced to life in prison. She claims her boyfriend was abusive physically and mentally, that they had gotten drunk. She admitted both of them had drank too much, got into an argument. She became terrified, and she literally beat him to death with her stiletto, which is just amazing. Now, my question to the general public is, really? I mean, can a woman overpower a man with a stiletto? I know she can overpower him when she's wearing stilettos, but can she really beat a man with it? Now, and he was a baby boomer. She's a little bit younger than a baby boomer, not real young, but he was a baby boomer. And she killed him with that stiletto.
Think twice when you see these women come along.
Well, it's amazing. And then, speaking of stilettos, there's going to be a new reality show, hopefully coming out in the fall, called 215 Stilettos. And it's a show about women who have overcome the hardships of being raised in the foster community. And it should be a really exciting show. So stilettos can be used for good and for evil. So watch out for those stilettos, guys.
Wow. Jeez.
That brings us up to our commercial.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
And free shipping with code 95335. They are cool watches. I wear a Havana watch, and people notice, like, where'd you get that watch? You know, because they're unique.
I know. They really are unique, and they keep good time.
Oh, yeah, and you bump them. I'm really clumsy with things like that. I bump them, and it doesn't bother me.
Karen, are you with us?
Oh. Karen. Hello, Karen, do we have you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm online.
Hi. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I'm excited to be on it.
Karen is our guest, Karen Numi. She is in real estate. She's an architect. She's a baby boomer, and she's experienced a lot that we've all gone through. So, Karen, let's start. First of all, you started off as an artist. What type of artist were you?
Well, I did collages, mixed media. I went to Parsons School of Design and decided I wanted to be an artist, not an illustrator. And so I did that for a number of years, and I still make art off and on. I'm still doing that. You know, it's my passion. But so that's how I started, and then life changed, took a big change. As have all of us. I got divorced, and that was the big change in my life, and decided, well, what will I do now? Because it was very hard to make a living as an artist, and I decided to go back to graduate school. And that's when I got into Harvard, and I went for my master's in landscape architecture. Which kind of was, yes, here is this little girl from the Bronx, you know, who ever thought I'd end up at Harvard. And that it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful experience. I met so many people from all over the world and so many talented people. And then I worked in New York for about 10 years. I don't know, I worked in landscape, and then I worked in interior architecture.
Well, Karen, I'm going to stop you right here. I'm very impressed. What was the motivation? I mean, this is very inspiring. The Harvard and everything you've done, the architecture, the real estate. What was your kind of motivational thing there?
Some of the changes have to do with the recession. Some had to do with divorce, you know, real life circumstances. But I always thought I wanted to build on my talents and what I was good at. And I thought, you know, let me put it this way. My father is 97 and still going strong. I mean, I shouldn't say it, but he tends to drive. So my feeling is that although my mother died young, my father, you know, is living, I mean, he'll be over 100. And I'm going to have that long to have careers. So I better keep going.
You don't really think of women as architects, at least I don't.
No,
so why on earth
exactly.
did you choose that?
Well, it was, yes, and when I, you know, and it was kind of a years ago, it was more of a good old boy system. We all know that. It was harder for women. And I actually went back to school in the 90s and said, you know, I didn't know it was the recession at the time, and I thought, well, work is getting slimmer. Maybe I should get credentials. I really want to do architecture. So I went back and got an architecture degree, and that was in the University of New Mexico. And I was older, and it was really tough. I mean, I don't know how people with kids did it, but that was your whole life for 3 years. So, and then I got out, and there's another recession in the 90s. It was terrible. But I, you know, I've always said, okay, how can I turn things around? And I decided I started a company with a friend, and we did multimedia design because I'm basically a designer no matter what. And I, you know, I can't, technically I'm trained as an architect, but you know when you're not licensed, I can't say I'm an architect. So that's why I always say it as that I've, you know, I'm architectural designer. But so all those experiences have been wonderful. I mean, and they all build one upon the other. And that's how I decided I can do it. Why, if I got into Harvard, why can't I do all this? I guess I didn't realize I could, and I have to tell you one funny story. I know it has to be quick, but when I applied to graduate schools, I hadn't gone to school in a while, and I took the exams for graduate school doing terrible because I didn't study. I really didn't care about it. I got into Harvard, and I got into another good school, and young people had said to me, oh, you're crazy. Why are you applying? Look at your GMAT. And I said, I'm going to do it anyway. And I got in. So it's really a lesson. When you think you can't listen to people. You have to do
it. Sometimes it's motivational, isn't it?
Yes.
When they say you can't do it, it kind of pushes you more.
Yes, and I'm that kind of person, so yes, it pushes me more. I'm sorry.
And now in your latest incarnation,
my latest
incarnation. In real estate and in acting.
Well, the thing is, I don't, yes,
first.
I guess it's a reincarnation in the sense that I decided about 5 years ago, you know, getting older, I mean, you don't want to be in careers which are age conscious, et cetera, and working for somebody 9 to 5, and then they say, okay, now you're out the door. I thought, well, I want to do something. I miss being around houses. I missed architecture. And I decided that a good career, and it could be financially good, would be real estate because I liked all parts of it. And it would still let me do staging and some design work, and I thought this is the perfect solution as I get older. And that's how I started, and I turned out to really like it. So, and I've done,
and
you know, I've done
a
lot. Huh? I'm sorry.
It's a good, you know, well-rounded, because the architecture, doesn't that kind of help you in a way when you see the different homes and you can give ideas on maybe if they want to do a room addition or something?
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely. I mean, it helps clients. You know, I do have a vision that a lot of other agents don't have, and that really
mm-hmm.
helps. And people, I think, have confidence in me that when I see something, you know, I really can envision what people can do with it, the potential of it. And I can help sell it really well because I know how to make space look great. So, it helps a lot.
How's the real estate market for the baby boomers nowadays? Is there any place where boomers are buying? I know a lot of people are downsizing in the condos or they're trying to sell their houses. How's the market for people our age?
Well, I, you know, the market, even people our age, the market is difficult in terms of buying right now. It's really a seller's market in Los Angeles and probably in a lot of the country. Things have changed a great deal. People are not selling. We don't have a lot of inventory, and that's what makes it a seller's market rather than a buyer's market. It was a buyer's market maybe 6-7 months ago, but that's turned around. So in general, for everybody, if you are thinking you want to do it, now is the time to sell, because you're going to obviously do the best you can with your making financially good decisions, especially if you want to downsize. It makes most sense to do it now while you can get more money for your property, because we never know what's going to happen. And it's brought a lot of buyers out because interest rates are so low now. So there's so many people wanting
to buy.
Rates
are a little hard to qualify, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, now, which is really good for those in entertainment and freelance businesses, they're now doing loans again where you don't have to send in your taxes. You know, a lot of us, you know, people made money freelancing, and that you couldn't prove that you made the money. But now they're doing it so that you, you know, that's opened up a whole new arena again. And that just happened, that change. So we're all excited about that.
Are you finding some of the higher-end homes? Like, I know that Orange County, it's I think it ranks fourth in the million-dollar listings. Do you find that, you know, you have cash buyers coming in from overseas? I mean, not even coming over, just sending a buyer saying, we want that property, and maybe Beverly Hills or something.
Definitely.
The high-end homes, are they selling?
Yes, they're selling. They are selling, and they're selling to international buyers as well. A lot of the market is international buyers with cash, and that's, of course, made it difficult for buyers here because, you know, it's very hard to compete with cash, and they have a lot of it. So, yes, that's definitely changed the whole whole way people are buying. And even so that people that don't have money are really, it's very hard if you don't have, you know, a substantial amount of money. But there are still FHA programs. There are still programs where you can get into the market if you don't have a lot of cash.
And you've also gone into acting, Karen. That's got to be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, the funny way it happened is that I have a 6-pound Yorkie. Who was I worked in real estate offices for about 6 years, and all in Los Feliz and Larchmont, and now I'm in a new boutique office. It's called The Collective. I just want to put that in there. We're in West Hollywood, and we're kind of a new hip firm with a lot of experience. But the thing about it is that I had a dog who's an actor. My friend who's with Holly, who is trains actors for the movies, she trained my dog, and by a stroke of luck, she got a national campaign for Target. And it was pretty incredible because it was in every Target store in the country for a couple of years. And I thought, wow, my dog is an actor. People keep saying to me, well, why aren't you doing something? And I thought, oh, this is silly. I've never done anything in front of the camera. And I just decided to take a friend of mine was taking a commercial acting class, and I decided to take it and just see what it was like. And it turned out to be a lot of fun. And then I started to take more acting classes, and I decided, you know, at this point in my life, if something happens, that's wonderful. If something does happen, I'm still have I still need to have a creative passion, and that's affording me that. So yeah, it's been really exciting, and I've met so many wonderful people. Like
you never know where that path is going to go.
Well, that's great. Well, we're almost out of time, Karen.
Okay.
So people might want to get in touch with you regarding acting or your real estate. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can. They can go to my real estate site, which is karennewme.thecollective-re.com, and they can find
Karen Newme.
K-A-R-E-N, and then N is in Nancy, U, M is in Mary, M is in Mary, E. They can find me there. If they're interested in acting, finding out more about me, they can go to lacasting.com/Karen Newme, and they can find out more about me.
Very interesting.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for sharing with us today, Karen. We love
you, Karen.
Having you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And tell your dog here, we said hello.
I will. Okay, she's right by my side. Okay. All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you. And now it's time for Jim's Gems.
Well, here we are.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Well, here we are after 40 or 50 years of work, and we find ourselves a growing number of people who have retired and planned on relaxing in their later years, finding that their nest egg is cracking a little bit with whatever, bad investments, extra spending on the children or grandchildren, medical cost, whatever the situation. And we find ourselves looking for work at 60, 65 years old. Well, people concerned that their age will hurt their chances of landing work, especially they're concerned with that, especially if they're looking while unemployed. Their fears are not unjustified because people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s might have a lower overall unemployment rate than their younger counterparts, but they have, they just have feelings like, wait a minute, I'm not up to date with what's going on. I'm 50, 60 years old, or I'd say more like 60 to 70 years old, and it's time to start looking for work. It's a little bit different now. So before you look for work, think about something you would like to do, something that you could use your experience with that you've had for so many years, and think about how many hours you'd like to work. You want it to be part-time. I know most people at this time, they need the income, but prepare for a job search. The new apps are now done on a computer. Research online companies. Some companies are interested in hiring older workers. There's employers out there who feel that older workers are more dependable and more reliable than a younger worker. Are you looking for benefits? Push up your lingo a little bit. Get behind the, get up with the times. Update your social media skills. Update your LinkedIn profile. Brush up on software and social media skills. Now, and remember, don't overdo your app. By this stage of the game, you have a lot to put down on there. Maybe you don't want to put down the master's degree and so on. All the overqualification might scare away your possible employers. So these are some of the tips. But anyway,
and Karen's a perfect example of someone who started another career.
Exactly.
So that ties in beautifully. We know it can be done.
Well, we got tech time coming up with Rita.
Right.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, baby boomers, I know that we haven't played games since, what was it, Pong, That's pretty much when I kind of gave up on gaming because it got really complicated. You had to use joysticks and thumbs and fingers and wink and almost, use your whole body. And some of the new games, you do use your whole body. But I'm telling you, there are some games that we can still play. Games like Farmville, Bejeweled, that aren't quite that complicated. And it's a great opportunity to come together with your grandkids. They may not want to talk to you anymore. They certainly don't want to sit and read books. But they will sit down and play a game with you. So you can actually use it to spend time with your family. There are all kinds of games out there. There are games that you can play on your PC. Some of them are kind of violent. Some of them are more family-oriented. But there's things like Need for Speed, Most Wanted, Team Fortress 2, World of Warcraft, StarCraft 2, all kinds of stuff. The Secret World, all of these are very popular games. Now, you're probably like me and have no idea how to play them. However, you can go different places online and get tips on how to play them. There are also gaming shows like Good Game Guys that comes on
Good
the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. So you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com and look up Good Game Guys. They're on 10 p.m. on Wednesday nights. They can give you lots of tips on games. And then there are games that are maybe part of Facebook that might be a little bit easier to play, like Bejeweled or Farmville and all of these different games. They're a little bit easier, and you can play those remotely. So if your grandkids live in Detroit and you live in Los Angeles, you can still play those games with your grandkids. And it gives you something to talk about. It's a conversation piece. And there are lots and lots of games. So don't just turn your nose up at them like we tried to do and say, oh, no, I can't learn that. Learn how to play some games, and you can have some time with your grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. The Good Game Guys is an interesting show. They cover everything, you know, from A to Z. They go over all the different types. But, Aretha, I have to admit, I'm in the really basic stages of game playing. I like turning on the machine and just simply starting the game going by moving the ball or moving the tank. Today you have to know how to program those things to get them started, how to get the horse to move and get the guy on the horse.
Some of them have gone back to the old school games where we can play Pong, or the Wii games where you can use a tennis racket and do some actual exercise with the gaming. So it really is to our advantage to keep up with the times, as usual. So,
are you a gamer, Reese?
I play some games. I play the easy stuff like Bejeweled. I play Tetris. I play those kind of games. I love the word games online. That's the other thing.
Okay.
You can play Scrabble online with your grandchildren or with your friends. And you'd be surprised how many of your friends are actually playing Scrabble or Words with Friends. But make sure you turn it off before the plane takes off. Actually, you know, I rode a plane the other day, and they let you use little handheld devices now while the plane is taking off. It's amazing. I did not know that. But anyway, we're going to move on, and I just want to say that we've got some stuff coming up in the next few weeks. We've got a sponsor that's going to help you with all kinds of stuff that's coming up in the near future. We're going to have all kinds of good information for you coming up. So we want you to stay tuned. Every Monday morning, 10 a.m., Jim and I are here. We want you to go on to the easywaybroadcasting.com. That's E as in Eric, Z as in Zuli, Way, broadcasting.com. And you can find out all the different shows that are going to be on the network, what time we're on. And then there's the Easy Way app. Jim, did you know there's a new app?
The app is unbelievable. Eric's just blowing my mind with this technology showing me.
Absolutely.
I'm moving ahead. I have to admit, if I can do it, guys, you can do it. Because I know how some of you think. It's very simple. When he shows me this, it's amazing.
Absolutely. So you just go onto whatever app store for your phone, whether it's an iPhone or a Galaxy or whatever. Go to your app store and search for Eric Zuli, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and you can get the new app that is just awesome. And then there's always easyway.me, which has all the links to all things easy. What am I forgetting, Jim?
Well, all our shows, you know, we have our Baby Boomers Live show, of course, and we have, when you go on our shows, you can go to the past shows, the archive shows. And there's so much advice on retirement and hobbies and travel and so on and so forth. And there's just a lot of free advice that helps. And then you, like you see, the other show you mentioned, the game show, the Good Game Guys, and then there's Beauty Pop. Oh, that's a show that I even caught a few times. And you know, I think it's normally for women, but you know, there's a lot of interesting tips in all this. But Easy Way Broadcasting, just go to Easy Way Broadcasting and check out the different shows. It's you know, this
Absolutely.
This technology
and
is
you know
amazing,
so
the information.
We're out of time.
Out of time already. It goes so fast.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Monday at 10.
So long, Aretha, and so long, everyone. And thanks for stopping in.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.